Hello. Good afternoon. Hi, Blair. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I take care of the pricing and details for your area. How's your day going so far? Pretty good?
Well, it's just, it's crazy. The government
What's going
70%
on?
The government took 70% of my business. If you hear the screaming in the background,
no.
It's just my parrot yelling.
Oh, okay.
So
no worries.
I'm I don't even know what to do. I mean, I'm family-owned business since 1948. Everybody in this neck of the woods knows who I am. I'm not into spending a whole lot of money on advertisement that I don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. I got a lawsuit against the state of Pennsylvania for blowing my house up 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Chasing killers through it. And I get phone calls from Google, I swear, 10 times a week for the
mm-hmm.
last 5, 6, 7 years, and I keep giving them the same story. You're doing a free listing, what else do I need?
Yeah. So, I'm so sorry, Blair, that you're going through a lot right now, and I would be really frustrated to tell you the truth, you know. The reason that you're getting these calls, so let me clarify. First and foremost, anyone who's calling you and identifying themselves as Google, their pants are on fire. Google is never going to call you directly. They don't work with the general public. They work with corporations like Target, Macy's, you know, Walmart, those type of companies, okay?
Right.
Now, there are channel partners to Google, like our company, Local Splash. In fact, we're 1 out of 40 in the U.S. that assist businesses like yourself with that first page placement on Google, okay? So I just kind of wanted to clarify that. Our company is Local Splash. We are a Google channel partner. Now, when you get calls like these, it's because a listing has opened up on the first page of Google for a specific category that's probably pertaining to the services that you offer, right? And so basically the channel partners are given a list of potential businesses that pre-qualify, and their job is to find a company that is a good fit and to fill the position and close it out, okay? I, in fact, did a search for your company by name, and just because I wanted to see, like, where do you have online presence, right? And what I found, the first thing that came up for me was a Yelp listing. I then saw Facebook. It looks like this one's like a septic.com. I don't know if it's kind of like a website for you, it looks like.
Okay.
And then
Facebook.
Maybe. And then there's like a Yahoo listing. So there is some online presence, right? And it's got your phone number. But you don't have like what I would call a specific Google business profile on Google. Okay. And so that's why we were reaching out to see if this, what we were offering would make sense for you. And how we can help you, you know, with any goals that you've set for this year. And that's my job, is to see, you know, what are you doing now to help you generate more business? What is working and what's not, to see if we're even a good fit for one another.
Right.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have another business called the Cornfield 500.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's trying to call. That's just another identity to our racetrack.
Oh, okay. So this business, are you even open to taking on more new customers at this time?
Well, June 17th, 2020, the cops chased the killer through my house. And then they pumped in 56 rounds of tear gas and pepper spray, destroying my house.
Oh, my God.
$600,000. Hold on a minute. Somebody's coming up the driveway.
Okay.
The dog.
Hey, get over here.
Yeah.
Let's go. Get over here. Maya, get over here.
Sorry about that.
No, no, you're totally fine.
They don't bite. You're all right.
You're like, they don't bite. You're good. Aww.
And so we've been through a traumatic big pain in the ass. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And so now, 6 years later, we're now gearing up for a jury trial in the federal courthouse.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And it's a $15 million lawsuit against the state.
Man, that's like, wow.
That's
a long time
even,
to be waiting, too.
That's not even a quarter of it. I mean, the Cornfield 500 alone has two world record monster truck jumps that took down the biggest icon in the monster truck industry, Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Right in my front yard.
Oh, my gosh.
My wife and I got married on national television. Everybody knows who we are.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry to hear that that's gone on.
And well, see, and it's just now just coming to court.
Yeah.
And
so
they tried to throw it out of court twice.
Oh,
now
man.
It's going to a jury trial.
Yeah. So if I could ask you, you know, what are your goals for this year for the business? Or are you just kind of in a position where right now you're just not going to be doing any marketing?
I haven't done any marketing with a tank truck business other than a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
In the last probably 5-6 years, mostly because of the house. And then it turned into a money thing because it just drained us.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, sure, the insurance company paid the note, but the cops were actually going after their pensions and badges for what they did.
Yeah. That's too bad.
I think probably the best thing that I could do is have you talk to my wife, and she's
okay.
Not great at the moment.
Okay.
I mean, Google has gotten me quite a bit of business, and people do go to Google to find my number.
Yeah.
Because I don't do nothing in the Yellow Pages anymore. Of course, that's kind of a thing of the past.
Yeah, I know. I always tell everybody, I'm going to tell you my age when I talk to you about the Yellow Pages. You know?
Yeah.
And they just laugh. I'm all.
Like I said, this is a family-owned business since 1948, and I have 38 years under my belt of owner.
Wow, what a legacy. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love talking to businesses, you know, like yourself, right? It's just gone on and gone on. And I think that's such a wonderful thing, you know?
I've been in business since I was 22 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm 58 now.
Oh, we're close. You got me by like 4 years.
So being
you're like, it's time to retire.
Business,
yeah.
Being in the septic business, I've been pumping tanks out since I was 4 years old.
No way. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was talking to a guy not too long ago. He does a lot of remodels, and he says, oh, I've been taking my son with me. Like, he's going to learn the trade because eventually the goal is to leave it to him one day. I'm like, I think that's so awesome, you know?
And that's kind of my goal, too. I don't have a chance to retire because now my grandson's 4 years old and he's starting to ride with me.
Oh, what a blessing. That's
so
awesome.
That'll be a fifth generation. I'm
wow.
The second because my dad wouldn't do anything with the business.
Oh, okay.
So I'm the third, but I'm actually the second.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's amazing. So would it be best to speak with your wife, or do you kind of feel like right now with the way things are you guys kind of good, or
well,
you know what I mean?
I want to make it so people can see where we're at here. It's this time of year is kind of bad for me, money situation, because we're just now getting started in septic season.
Yeah.
My business, 80% of it used to be oil and gas field work.
Right.
And then doing dust control on dirt roads, and they took all that away from us. That was about 70% of the business. So the septics are about the only thing I'm doing.
Okay.
And I'm just a one-man band.
Oh, wow.
Yep, for 38 years of my life, I did all this myself.
Wow. That's awesome.
Gas, field work, and septics. 7 days a week. You could actually call it eight.
Yeah, I would say probably eight, right? If we ask your wife, she'll probably say eight.
Yeah, because if you don't go to sleep one night, you lay there. You might have got some rest, but you didn't get no sleep. So that turns into another day.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
all right.
I don't know what to do right now at this point in time, other than have you talk to my wife.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, when's a good time to follow up with her?
Yeah. Probably. I mean, if you wanted to call again today, it'd be after 6 o'clock our time.
Okay.
Should be around.
Okay. I can try. I can try to give her a call then. Okay.
Okay.
Blair, I thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening for what we're all going through here.
Yeah, you're welcome. No worries. I mean, I know. I tell you, yeah. I mean, hang in there. I mean, I'll definitely keep you in my prayers, you know?
Yeah.
I believe in the power of prayer. Sometimes that's the only thing that gets us through, right?
Yeah, well, that's
for sure.
God sent me 2 grandbabies during all this stuff to keep me in control.
Yep, he turned chaos and he turned it into a blessing for you. He's like, here you go, I'm going to give you a blessing. Right now in the chaos that's going on, you know?
Yeah.
I know sometimes it's easier said than done. I think now at my age, I'm starting to realize, like, okay, something could be really bad, but God's going to turn it into a blessing. There's a blessing around the corner, and I just got to believe that, you know? If you would have asked me that when I was younger, I would have told you, yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
but
I've always been pretty much a godly person ever since I was a young kid.
Yeah.
And I
was too. I was too, but I think I kind of felt like, you know, as a kid, when you do things and you're bad, like, I kind of felt like, oh, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I didn't feel as I was as much forgiven, right? I walked with shame or what have you. And now it's like, I realize that that's not the case, you know?
No.
It's a relationship, right? And you just come to them, you know?
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So
okay.
That's awesome. Well,
I'll reach out. Yeah, I'll give you a call, Blair, after 6, and we'll see if your wife's available, okay?
Okay.
Thank you once again. I appreciate you.
All right.
Bye.